Transition year is an interesting concept whereby students are given different experiences and they're opened up to things that they wouldn't otherwise be open to while in school. And we can presume that most students going through their school terms wouldn't be exposed to criminal trials. But that is exactly what's happened to a group of students from Carndonagh Community School who have won a bronze medal in the All-Ireland Mock Trials in Dublin. And they are now heading to New York in November of this year to represent Ireland in the Mock Trials World Finals. Now, the idea of a mock trial, I must confess, is an absolutely new one to me, and we're going to speak to a number of the students in just a moment. But first of all, the teacher who oversaw the operation was Nabla McGeehan, and Nabla, we'll go to you first. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
Nabla, tell us about how this actually works. You, as the teacher, presumably were aware of the mock trials competition, and you got them involved in this.
Yes. There is a national transition year competition, and it was set up by a barrister called Vincent P. Martin. And the competition is a fabulous opportunity for growth and learning for the pupils because it's outside the classroom. We are given two court cases to prepare, and the 18-man team prosecutes and defends one of those cases and prosecutes or defends the other. So there are roles for barristers, solicitors, tip staff, court registrar, witnesses for the prosecution and for the defence, and of course the jury members as well. There's also a photographic competition, a TV reporter competition and a journalistic competition, and it's just amazing. Every year the pupils get back on the bus at the end of the day and they go, oh my God, that was just the best day of TY.
Well, we're joined in studio by three of the pupils who took part. We have Ellen Simmons, we have Daniel McCormick, and we have Adam Mullins. Ellen, I'm going to go to you first. In terms of taking part in these trials, each of you then played a role as such, yeah?
Yeah, we all interviewed and got roles that we wanted. We had roles each that we all kind of liked and worked with us.
So which role did you play yourself?
In the first court case, I was photographer, and in the second, I was tip staff.
And then you, presumably, you have to research then what's going to happen in a court, and when you go into the mock trial, you have to act in the trial setting as you would in a real court. So it's a way really of learning about the justice system, learning about what would go on in the real situation.
Yeah. Most of the stuff we needed to know was in the rule book and then what the teachers told us, so we didn't have to do too much, well, I didn't have to do too much research for my position.
Daniel, in terms of your own involvement, did you find yourself maybe having or wanting to go to real courtrooms just to get a feel of what the atmosphere was like in those?
Well, that was something I sort of thought about, but I was as playing a part of a barrister because one of the teachers in the school is related to his brother is a barrister. So we were actually talking to him and he gave us a sort of an idea of what, you know, the roles of a barrister and what they do and things like that. So
I should say, if I can interrupt, that our deputy principal, Mr. John McGuinness, is very supportive of our efforts in this competition. And it's his brother, Mr. Donald McGuinness, barrister at law, who works with the pupils the night before the competition and puts a bit of finesse on the group. But we are very much the underdogs nationally in this competition because other schools have a barrister in the school for the entire year, and other schools will be out of class for an entire 2 month period working solely on the mock trial. Our kids do the competition the way it's meant to be done. It's supposed to be pupils who are coming up with the ideas, and that's exactly what we do. We let them do the work. We let the learning happen automatically in the room amongst themselves. And that is the value of the competition. They come out having learned in a collaborative fashion. Their critical thinking is enhanced and their self-confidence just goes through the roof.
Adam, you took part in this as well. From your own point of view, given what we've just been told there, in terms of the involvement, a lot of this has had to come from yourself, that you've really had to do a lot of the thinking here.
Yes, we get the cases ourselves and we are tasked, like, as our homework basically, to just go over it and keep reading through it, and every time you find new flaws to just to use in your up and coming case, like, it's very handy. And
maybe it's a good thing, Nabla, that they are doing it themselves, because if you're spoon-fed something like that, you might notice where maybe the flaws are, where things need to be polished, whereas if you've actually got the responsibility of reading over it and analysing it yourself, you're going to be far quicker to spot the flaws, to spot what needs to be done, and it's going to be a lot easier to just smooth that over rather than just be spoon-fed the whole process.
Exactly. You know, you can script a young person so far, but at the end of the day, on the day in the courtroom, in the Criminal Courts of Justice in Dublin, they're on their own. And, you know, they've got their witness in the box. They're trying to break them down. And it really, they have to listen carefully to that witness's answers, try and catch them out. And it is down to them to use their own intelligence and try and put them on the spot.
And Daniel, as a barrister who's in that situation where you're actually going to be in the court, presumably you've had to read case notes, you've had to go over the background of what the accused is alleged to have done, but you also are going to have to be really, really careful to listen out for maybe the nuances, and presumably the person who is the accused has got certain nuances that they have to insert into it, things that you can spot and things that you can pounce on as a questioning barrister.
Well, yeah, during the court case, you will have certain questions and things prepared that from the statements that you receive and other things that you're working off of, you'll have certain things prepared and things like that. But then often in the court case, the witness might slip up somewhere, they might say something wrong, they might say something that they weren't meant to say from their side, and you'll be able to expose that, and that'll add towards your case. You'll be able to sort of, take what they're saying and use it against them and things like that often.
And Ellen, do the witnesses have a script per se that they must follow that sort of leads to openings?
In the sheets were given out, the witnesses have their story and their statement that they've made to the police previously. Generally, they have to stick to it. Sometimes they might mess up, say something wrong, or say something that's different to their statement, which you can use against them or use to your advantage.
So presumably then the witnesses have had to be briefed by the competition judges per se, that there are going to be opportunities from your own point of view as contestants, that there'll be opportunities and signposts presumably that can be pounced on, and a part of the judging process within the competition is going to be how well you actually do that and spot those.
That's right, Donal, every witness has got their own statement as given to the police, and they must become that person, if you like. They must learn off every single fact in their statement, try and remember it, and as you say, then try not to get caught out by the opposing adversary.
It strikes me that one of the risks is perhaps the wrong word, but one of the potential pitfalls of a competition like this is it becomes not a means of developing an understanding of the court process, but effectively it becomes acting, where you're given a role, you learn a script, and you go down there as an actor. The difference, it appears to be, in the way you approach this, and maybe this is the reason you're the ones going to New York now, is that you didn't approach this as actors. You guys, as participants, actually approached this as participants, and you went in there in the spirit of the competition. You weren't in there playing a role, you were actually in there being yourselves, doing a job, and that was the difference. Adam?
Yes, we in fact only got the case about a week before we went down, so we would take the week off class and we just like proper went at it, and we both developed into two sides, so we had the prosecution and the defence, so we would then have the advantage for our witnesses as they were being attacked by us as well, so they had the experience already of being in the situation where they had to make sure they didn't slip up.
And presumably then you had to follow the same rules that would have to be followed in a court in terms of the disclosure of information, and also in terms of not speaking to witnesses or not attempting to interfere or anything like that, that you would have had to, as much as possible, follow the same protocols that would be followed in a court setting.
Yes, so we had John McGuinness, our deputy principal, in, and he had a score sheet, and he was scoring us on how we acted in there.
Okay, Ellen, let's look to the future, and what I'm sure is the rather nice prospect of a trip to New York in November, something I'm sure you're looking forward to.
I am. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait to go. We're all really hopeful that we will raise the money and get to go, because it would be a really great experience for our school, because we've never gotten this far before. So it would be a really great achievement.
And this is where the business end is, because in order to bring a clatter of students and supports to New York takes money, and we know only too well that sort of money isn't sloshing around in accounts in schools at the moment.
Definitely.
So that money has to be raised, and I'm sure that money isn't going to come from the department either. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of the school raising the money, and one of the things you've done is establish a GoFundMe page.
We have, just before we go into that, Donal, it's important to say we have a phenomenal parents committee at the moment. All the parents have gotten behind their children 100%. We've already raised quite a bit of money, and there are plans in the offing for events in the future. But you're right, we have set up a GoFundMe page, and I hope you'll put it on your website. But if I can call it out now, if you don't mind, because we're hoping to raise in the region of 38,000 euro, unfortunately, to get us there. So it is www.gofundme.com/put-carn-community-school-on-trial. And for listeners who would prefer to make a donation with a check, the account is called CCS Mock Trial Team Account. And we would be so grateful if your listeners could make any contribution, no matter how small, every little helps.
Well, as I say, we will put this, the Weekend Edition, we'll be putting, obviously, this interview on online on the Weekend Edition's own Facebook page and on the Highland Radio website. The programme has a page, Highland has a page. We'll put those links on Facebook, on the various social media. And we wish you all the best. Nabla, Ellen, Daniel, Adam, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thanks very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. We wish you all the best in the finals in New York.
Can I just say one more thing, Donal?
Certainly.
This is the first time, to our knowledge, that a team from Donegal or the North West has had the opportunity to represent Ireland. We are also a Jesh school, which means we are a disadvantaged school. Some of our pupils haven't even got a passport. They've never been out of the country before. So these are children not born with a silver spoon in their mouth. So we really do need everyone's support. Thank you very much.